Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
2300 AD, Ian.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
With Ultra BW as the referee.
That was definitely an e-ticket.
So, where were we?
Well, this is where, unfortunately, Nick and Shim were really your two go-to.
Yeah. We were on board a ship.
And that's on the front cover of the book, so we know we're solidly there.
Not that ship.
No, we're on board another ship. This one's got a Bussard ramjet in the middle of it.
Possibly.
No, that's definitely a Bussard ramjet.
Either that or they have some other means of using extremely powerful magnets that you haven't previously been aware of.
Jethro can give you chapter and verse of how much damage our ships would do were we to be in the exhaust plume of this thing.
Is it none at all?
No, unfortunately.
The entire Bayan flotilla could become useful reaction mass.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as I recall, we were trying to establish what the purpose of the ship is, what constituted the crew, and what could possibly be the larder. We hadn't entirely sorted out the status of these creatures in the pods, had we?
Well,
as I remember, you'd been pretty clear that it wanted selenium, given it some, and it seemed to do some brief maintenance or something, and then that stopped.
Because we have got people out fetching some.
Yeah, so you asked the crew of Georg Bauer to go back a couple of systems to where there was lots of selenium and mine some and then come back to you. You gave it a bigger sample and you identified, I think, several nodes where it seemed to be being used. And I think you found out what it was being used for?
Yes, it was being used to bridge across where there was damage.
Not was exactly. It was being used to construct optical fibres.
Yes, sorry. It was being used to construct optical fibre. The optical fibre was then being used to bridge across the damaged areas and so on and so forth.
Right. So we're still not 100% sure about the thing in the glory hole. And we'd gone in after the robots to find out that they were making this fibre on spools.
Yeah.
Had we then decided to get off the ship as quickly as possible? Or is that just me remembering my suggestion every
time? You've done that at least once.
Right. Doesn't seem like enough.
There doesn't seem to have been any particular difficulty in doing it.
No, they kind of know we're there, but as far as they're concerned, we're just the selenium. We're the Uber Eats people with the orange bag of selenium.
Yeah, and they haven't tipped. I'm just concerned that we're only dealing with the servant class here. That the people who actually matter and would have us killed at a moment's notice aren't them.
Probably not, no. But I'm not convinced there's anybody who is of the... actually make a full-blown decision. And we've not... So all of the... This is... We've seen some higher stuff for them to turn around and say they need selenium. But that was the only time we've seen what we would consider to be higher decision, higher function AI of decision making.
But we've also seen that they've got the ravenous bug glutton troll.
Oh, for the love of God, shut up, you damn thing. Where we are. Sorry.
Yeah, so I think things aren't actually...
realised why my head was... Only my head was sticking out.
There's probably a lot of that on the dash cam recordings on the new car.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to be pointing forwards.
Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, how was the new car, by the way, for the drive?
Yeah, lovely.
Excellent. So,
basically, quite like the last one in the respects I like, but with the seats that don't hurt Chris's back and legs and things, so...
That's always a bonus.
Yeah.
So we didn't work out how to get more goo, did we?
As in samples, Nick was trying to get... the radish was trying to take samples, wasn't he? After he'd been attacked by a bit of goo and freaked out of all proportion. Had we got any... We'd got some scrapings, hadn't we?
Yeah.
Not of that stuff, though, I don't think, had we?
I think you did.
The act of the mobile stuff? I thought we'd got a bit.
No, you got scrapings of the slime that looked very similar that was left on the...
On the inside of the...
Pods.
Yeah. Hmm. Did he not get a bit as it retreated into that grating then?
Maybe, I'm not certain.
That's okay.
No, in fact, I don't think there was any at all.
Ah, right, okay. So that's still on the to-do list. So the two sort of potential threats that we've identified are the sewer monster that keeps disappearing into the gratings and the ravenous bug blatter beast of troll that's on the other side of the glory hole.
Well,
is that right?
Maybe, or it could just be a Soylent Green scenario.
Or, I mean, for all you know, it could be a conveyor belt.
Yeah, I do feel we've missed a little bit of investigation that would tie this together. But because I miss things all the time at the moment, I'm not entirely certain if it's been presented to us or if we've just failed to think of asking.
So Radish killed somebody, didn't he?
Inevitably.
Or killed one of these things. Which is basically how we then realised that there was where the glory hole was.
Okay,
as I recall it, you've only got up close with one of the, let us call them amoeba, once.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of amoeba.
And, well done. I was taking far too long on that intro. And was going to say single-celled organism.
Mm-hmm.
He's possibly listening. He's dividing his moustache.
Can you hear us, Nick? Give us...
He's hello? Wiping a lip. He's checking it twice. Hello.
Recording.
Can you hear us?
He said hello.
No, he said hello, but he doesn't...
Assuming we can hear you. That's a shame, that, Roger, because your timing on the amoeba thing was spot on, and he's missed it completely.
Oh, well, too bad.
Well, you've now got to face that whole, I go back into... Has he really just plugged his headphones in? Or his mic?
Well, no, we can hear his mic.
It
could be a different mic.
But it turns out I have to plug the...
Headphones in?
Hello? Yes. USB audio devices work better when they're plugged in.
This is true. So you've got your mic correctly plugged in and your headphones correctly plugged in.
Yes.
And your recorder running.
Have you got a snowball as well? It's like we're all trying to build model TIE fighters.
I don't.
You know he's got a snowball because basically he bangs the snowball like a gong. There we are.
Not a euphemism.
Well,
How are you, Nick?
No, I don't.
You missed Roger's witticism.
He's bound I'm to do another sure one. It was, so. I'm sure it was.
Well, give me a bit of a chance for a run-off, at least.
Yeah.
The spontaneous humour doesn't come easy.
Think of all that time worthwhile writing it down. Oh,
well, Churchill was well known for pre-scripting all of his ad-libs, wasn't he?
Was he?
Oh, he used to.
Didn't he get someone else pre-scripted for him?
Possibly. He used to steal things off people, but his butler apparently would listen to him for hours in the bath. Not his butler in the bath. running through some potential ad-libs in his speeches.
That's how it's often done, though, isn't it? You've got to think it through before you get there. That's why my jokes are so spontaneous.
I see it now. Yes, madam, but you are a whore, and tomorrow I will be sober. No, need to work on that one.
So, we were just recapping... Not kneecapping, recapping.
Well, the maintenance robots have something you could approximate to a kneecap.
Yeah, I don't think this is the time. And we were talking about the two potential threats that we need to sort of narrow down a bit. You were trying to get some samples of the sewer monster that keeps disappearing into the grill.
I did get some, like, amoeboid stuff.
Did you?
We weren't completely sure, but it's quite possible. Yeah.
I definitely got a sample of some amoeboid stuff.
Yeah, but that was from the from the
Kinder
dead.
Surprises.
No, from the amoeboid thing. I got some slime. Yeah,
you got some off that, did you? Right.
I seem to remember you were trying to come up with various ways to lure it out for a better sampling.
Yes, we tried heat, and that didn't work. So we were trying to work out what it could possibly be.
And I don't think you've succeeded in doing that yet.
No.
Maltesers?
Milk tray?
I wasn't eating a Maltese. We were trying to recreate what triggered it to attack me, and I moved some distance away from the other group.
Yes.
That's about all. I wasn't talking, I don't think.
Seems unlikely.
All right, I probably was talking, but I had been talking the whole time.
Right, because it could be, you know, radio frequencies, it could be heat, it could be proximity to other people. It could be that Jethro and me had issued the kill command. I mean, there are all sorts of possibilities.
Order 66.
Hmm. Two parts of lager and a packet of crisps.
I'm distracted by thinking of the Emperor in a pair of blankets. Is it a pair of lycras? It's not.
I'm not asking about your shorts.
It's just a lycra. A lycra short. Lycra shorts. Mm. Yeah, it would be a pair.
Lycra is just the material. It doesn't define the garment.
Mm. Like flesh. Mm. So, let's...
Flesh garments are a very different and possibly Icelandic-specific thing.
We're not defined by flesh, are we? We just are flesh.
Therefore... But pretty well defined by it.
Well, I mean, it does signify the edge of us, I suppose. But I haven't researched philosophy yet, or cannibalism. So, perhaps we should think about other things.
Lunch.
Should we try and recreate...
Well, you only need to know one thing about cannibalism. Don't leave it too late.
He's right, you know. If you're going to do it, just get on with it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're playing virtually now.
I mean, not pre-trip, but certainly not too far into the trip.
Yeah. He's been swigging his rage. Says he likes it. Right, should we try recreating... I think we did. Did we try this last time, Roger?
You certainly put out an empty suit with, I think, a heater in it.
Yes. And
to try to match your... the energy output of an occupied suit. That didn't seem to help.
No, I think you misheard. A fajita is what we tried. It was.
Did we fill up the bladder with, you know, huge amounts of whey? Because that's probably a case with Radish's suit.
I am more of a windbag. I don't know how else to lure it. Maybe it has to be close. Maybe it was just chance.
It could be chance. It happened to be nearest to you. And
I thought we'd given up the lure anyway.
Yeah, I think
when
maybe
when we realised what they were using the selenium for.
What were they using the selenium for? I've forgotten.
Apparently, they are open reach, aren't they? They're using it for fibre optic cabling.
Those bastards. Why do they take so long to get ready?
Yeah, they're waiting for the selenium.
They were using it to power up their drive, aren't they, and repair the robots, is that?
No, they're using it to basically... So there are dead spots on the ship's hull.
Something has collided... Well,
oh,
many
yes,
somethings
that's
have
right.
collided
been a
with
huge
the ship.
Attack, and it's been badly damaged.
Well, no, it's probably
it could
not
have been an accident, but probably.
Well, Jethro is one of the people here, probably the main person there, who has specific experience of spaceships damaged by random space hazards and spaceships damaged by ill intention on the part of somebody else. Mm-hmm. And some of the some of these are often hard to distinguish between, but his opinion is that this was probably random cosmic accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that seems fair enough.
All right, they came. They had a big accident,
and
hitting
that's
something.
Possibly then led them to what? Put things down on sort of shut down onto minimum life support.
That
we still
seems
don't
to be the
really
case,
know what the
no
ship is for, do we?
I'm guessing it's some kind of generation ship.
Yeah, I mean, is it like a colony ship to seed a planet? Is it a fighting force where they're carried in this sort of form and then before they get to their target they are accelerated or something?
They don't seem to have called in any, like, big security bots or anything. They're just handling this amoeba themselves.
Well,
but not very
them
well, because it's eaten its way through half the crew.
Well, no, it hasn't. It's eaten a tiny, tiny, tiny less than 1%.
We don't
fragment.
We don't know if that's the crew.
All the prisoners, slaves, fuel.
Yes, this is because they were feeding bits of it to the ravenous.
Didn't we decide it might be better to try and get deeper into the ship?
Well, you have been there.
I wouldn't have decided.
You did go. What I would call up if the spin were a bit faster. To
right.
What is clearly an engineering space, and to observe the synthesizers that were running on the selenium to produce the optical fibers. So you've
big spools.
I think you mostly did this with the drone army rather than risking your own life and limb, which is fair
now,
enough.
Is it that's right? It's come back to me now. The fiber optics. There. Has it? Could they have just gone wrong and they're? Could they have malfunctioned and now they're just spooling out fibre optic cable in the manner of an AI paperclip machine?
Well, who's the doctor of robotics here?
Or are you not that kind of doctor?
I was studying cybernetics, but I think I changed it to something else. Let me open up the radish.
Speaking as somebody with cybernetic implants, I'm actually quite relieved to hear you.
Oh, no, I have got cybernetics. Which is not the same as robotics, I suppose. But would that give me any clues?
I mean, failure modes. But yeah, a cybernetic system is generally not in any way self-directed, whereas a robotic system is.
Okay. So, all right. Well, this.
Although, don't tell that to my wristwatch because it's been having an argument with me for weeks.
Well, I don't know what can we. Do we need to somehow communicate? What is triggering these robots? And we've managed to have very limited communication with the robots.
They clearly activate going to a higher gear when they're able to do more to repair the ship. And they do respond if something is threatening or damaging
one of the squids.
One of the pods. We've seen them come back in and fix that.
But they must have some degree of intelligence as well, because they were able to indicate to us what they needed. You know, that can't be part of their automatic programming.
Well, of course it could, if you only need the limited...
Oi! Just a sec.
Tina. But if you only need...
That was a soft... It was a, an armband. Stretching the carpet.
If you've got a limited number of things that you need in order to run the manufacturing of certain items, that's nothing to do with intelligence, is it? With low on this, you flash up the thing that you...
Yeah, I suppose they could be.
What you could speculate on is presumably whoever built these robots, which might conceivably be more robots, have a word for selenium that is more compact than the atomic diagram that they drew for you. So that in turn would suggest that they recognise that you did not understand their word for selenium, and
that's why I mean there was an interaction. Yeah, and they had to sort of. Yes, it could be pre-programmed.
Yes,
but it could also. I would take it as some sort of sign of intelligence. In which case,
people like you think that LLMs are AI.
Well, in a very strict sense. Every use of the word AI since John McCarthy invented the word in 1957 has meant it doesn't work yet, but give us loads of money and next year for sure.
I mean, they can pass the Turing test, but didn't some horny kid think some random bot was, he dialed into a server in the 80s?
Look up the Eliza effect.
That might be one of them, but basically the Turing test was passed by a very simple program. Fooling a horny kid into thinking it was a...
It doesn't really go... that's a high bar.
At least some versions of it were not can you tell the difference between a computer and a human, but can a man tell the difference between a computer and a woman, which says perhaps more about Turing than...
He may have been commenting on straight men at some point. I'm just wondering what our next step is. Do we try and take a robot?
Well, we've got to think about potential consequences and look at what we're trying to achieve.
Mm.
We know what this thing is trying to do. If they've got more selenium, they're going to continue to do repairs. They may need other things, but they haven't communicated that. We don't know what happens when this ship is fully repaired or even 90% repaired or whatever it has to get to.
Correct.
Because we haven't worked out what the ship is built to do. I mean, it looks like it's conveying these things somewhere, but we don't really know a purpose because we don't really know what they are.
And I guess the problem is anything that can move very fast can also be a weapon.
Yeah, I mean, are we...
He's already also a weapon.
He is a weapon, yes.
Are we giving the Terminator our clothes, boots and motorcycle? Or are we, helping out like Good Samaritans? Or in fact, both, because if you think about it, the Good Samaritan would have been enough of a sucker to have just fully equipped the Terminator.
That's very racist. The whole point of the Good Samaritan is, Samaritans are normally jerks, but here's a good one. It's
massively racist from all angles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Asshole like this guy can be cool.
Yeah. Not so much, because they're at war, isn't it? I think more than anything.
It's kind of like saying a generous Scotsman, that kind of is the implication being that, that most Scotsmen are not generous.
Kind Israeli?
Ooh, I'm not touching that.
Let's not get into 19th century statesman Disraeli and his faults.
But his kin were apparently... Yeah.
Anyway,
but
right.
I will refer you to the South African song and agree with that in a similar sentiment, where those particular countrymen are observed. Anyway,
I love how when we try to shut things down, the first thing we do is each grab a spade
dig that a little bit deeper.
A minefield, you say?
Release the
I'll use my
cushions.
Rock hammer to detect them. Right,
release the orphans.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say. No.
And once again, we're back to places elsewhere. No. Right, okay.
Right.
So,
can anybody remember what we were talking about?
I'm just terrified for my life.
So we are currently in the innards of the spaceship.
Or whatever it is.
Watched the spools being made, and we've watched a spool being taken away.
You it's have a whole bunch of drones scattered all over the
and,
place.
And
it's so been where, a factory the, tour so far, hasn't it?
Where does the spool get delivered to?
It gets delivered to another bunch of spiders, who then basically proceed to fix big holes in their network.
Yeah, basically, so, it's stringing what you can reasonably assume to be data cables across gaps where the ship has been damaged.
Open reach.
Yeah, and we're
so it's trying to repair some kind of network, whether it's a neural network or. Is it trying to repair its own intelligence? It's unlikely
to purely be repairing damage as in structural integrity. I'm sure that,
well, that doesn't seem to be what it's
but
doing.
But these cables look as if they're going to be carrying information.
Data.
It's more than just.
Well, that's what
we're
is it trying to, if it's
up and running?
Because didn't we try and tap one of the Endermen and see what data was going down it, and what did we get?
What did we look into the
data shunt on. And basically, in fact, we still have a data shunt on a bit of it. And basically, it looks like it's very distributed computing and saying, this node is okay, this node is not so okay.
Oh, that's right, yeah, it was some kind of...
So is it just running a diagnostic of sorts to identify
diagnostic
where
and monitoring,
needs...
I think, would be your best guess.
Doesn't seem to be any effort made to repair the structure of the hull.
Yes, but that seems to be a lower priority.
So what? Why?
I mean,
one of the things
you'll see as you're observing through these hundreds, possibly even thousands of viewpoints, is once a segment has been brought back onto the network, the maintenance robots in that segment start becoming active again.
Right, okay. So,
And they are then doing structural repairs.
Which suggests that the more this thing repairs itself, the faster the repairs become.
Yeah.
As well as more extensive, it's not just a case of spreading out to fix more and more damage. It's actually bringing more and more resources online to do it.
So, yes.
Now, I know this may not be your direct area of expertise.
Almost certain.
But
physics, chemistry, biology, cybernetics, xenology.
Could this be...
Human experience.
No. I'm listening.
Could this be one very large computer?
I am wondering. That isn't my field of expertise. But with physics and biology, could this be some kind of distributed intelligence or giant computer that's trying to repair itself from a severe damage?
Well, we've kind of encountered a distributed intelligence.
Could.
It's a very different thing.
Could is a nice, easy word. Yes, I'm sure it could. I don't think you have any evidence to say that it is or it isn't. I mean, you've got this fibre tap, possibly you have several fibre taps by now. You've got what are clearly digital signals in a protocol you do not recognise because presumably it's alien. Just looking at, doing a basic traffic analysis, what's going which way along the cable and so on, you can say, yes, this does seem to be some sort of, I'm sending a query out to this node and then this node is sending a thing back.
But it's very hard to...
More than that, it's very difficult.
Does anybody in the party actually have computer skill?
Electronics, comms and sensors is all I've got.
There isn't a computer.
And Jeppable.
It is electronics computers.
No, I've got comms. Let me just bigger. I can see COM, but I think it's communication.
Mine's remote sensors.
Yeah, mine's communication.
Yeah. So.
Well, as.
So you can go for the -3 or more if you have Jack of all trades.
I have Jack of all trades, so what do I do with that?
What value do you have it at?
1.
Okay, so you're at -2.
And what's...
Unless you're Shim rolls at 0 because he has it.
Right. Yeah. And this... Int or Edu, whichever's higher.
Never mind.
Well, I've got a total of 3.
You've got a total of 3. I rolled 3, yeah. So I have a total of 5. So,
I've got a bonus. Have we missed a smarter?
I've got...
Only with his Edu.
No, actually, the lack of skill cancels out the edge. You've got Jack of all trades 1. So I indeed have a total of 3 as well.
Oh, Brilliant. Well, that was remarkable.
My thinking is, if you're going to put together...
Don't let Jethro figure out the science conundrum. Okay, Jethro.
I do feel I should perhaps point out, because this is not quite a standard thing, that you lot... are on board. You do still have communications to ship and the rest of the flotilla. You can ask people questions.
Yeah.
And some of them may know more than you about specific things.
Well, can we send the feedback from the data, data mine thing?
There's, in fact, wasn't there that rather attractive...
That's not a requirement.
No, I know, but she was...
I'm here with you.
We can talk to other people.
She was, yeah, but she was rather attractive and I had to have a lot of contact with her.
Couldn't she talk? What was she doing? How was she communicating?
Are we on with Greg Wallace all of a sudden?
Controversial.
Yeah.
Possibly actionable, considering the report isn't out yet.
It will be by this time.
Ah, here we go. Nicole San Nicola.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a foreign name. That's why you think she's attractive.
Oh,
no, she's nice. She and I got on really well.
Even though she's foreign, is that the implication?
No.
Bloody Cornish.
I saw a terrific accessory.
Oh, she's all the teeth and everything.
That said, I'd rather be in Cornwall, and I'm so tempted to get it room. Anyway.
Presumed to be put up in the lower levels of hell, but only the lower levels.
I'm thinking that if you create a ship that is either military and is like a troop carrier, and these are beings who were involved in a pretty wide-ranging war, or it's a sort of generation ship or a colony seeding ship that's going to go a long distance over a long time, it's got to have some sort of impressive self-repairing systems.
Which it has.
Because it's going to suffer damage whether it's attacked by anything or not. So that perhaps helps us to narrow down the kind of ship it might be, that it has these things, but maybe not much. I'm kind of leaning away a bit from the whole it's military thing, but we don't know.
Anything that's large and sublight has to have a good self-repair system. Because it's going to take centuries to get to wherever it's going.
Yeah.
The problem it hit when it arrived here is that this happens to be a star where there isn't much selenium in the...
And it's received enough damage that it needs an awful lot of that and other things.
Yeah.
More than it had in stock, because presumably it's going to carry quite extensive stocks of those things. It's not going to rely on just finding it.
No, but if for example it's in interstellar space, it had the bad crash with whatever it caused the thing, which there's plenty of things that it wouldn't necessarily have detected. Brown dwarfs, rogue planets, etc.
Yeah, but it could have been chased and attacked. We don't know if they were fleeing from something. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why it might have been damaged.
It may also have got here and then used up all that. I think we might have checked this last week, though, whether it was a naturally low in selenium or they had mined all the selenium already. I think it was generally just low, didn't we?
We thought it was low, I think, rather than they'd mined. But I think that was about... I think that was about 6 weeks ago we asked that question.
Yeah.
But I believe that's correct.
That length of time.
I mean, it's a large asteroid belt. And if a ship this size had been mining all the selenium out of it in a normal distribution of elements, the ship would be made entirely of selenium and have several other ships also made of selenium by now.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what they're expecting to do.
All we know is that it is trying to repair itself. It had an accident.
Yeah.
We don't know what its purpose is.
We have no idea whether the two-headed squids are passengers, food, prisoners.
We don't know how the amoeba thing
possibly
fits
not an attack. Looking at them, I'm going to go out. Jethro will go out on a limb and say, probably not an attack.
I'm not certain about that. Because you're then assuming that that's sort of their final form. You know, we don't really know enough about them or anything else about
the
ship.
No, but he's worried about the chest burster, isn't it? But they are when it bursts.
The thing we have to really decide is, look, should we walk away now rather than help it to repair itself even more? Because it's kind of managing.
Do we need to help, hinder, or ignore, I guess? Let's go back to the ship then, or call back to the ship. Can they analyse the data, Troll?
Well, we've put quite a few data shunts on now.
Mm-hmm. I said shunt.
They will.
Sounded like Troll.
Well, that's a cool hacker term. That
they will probably. I mean, we could just leave as is. I'm just ignoring him.
Yeah, that's what it generally comes to with us on a notice. We debate it for approximately 6 weeks and then walk away.
So
I'm gonna.
Yeah, to be fair, to be
our
fair,
MO is beginning to yeah, coalesce.
To be fair, this one I'm more happy to hang around this one than I was with the sentient machines.
I was not happy with that.
Who knew
the sex bots?
Yeah. Who knew an awful lot more than we did and probably had already downloaded every full schematics.
Except I could just throw this little spanneret into your works. We can't communicate terribly effectively with these things, who certainly, as far as we know, have a language that we can't understand, which means that we don't know how advanced they are. Perhaps they're advanced enough not to let us know that they can understand us.
Maybe back on the ship someone can rig up some form of rudimentary communication.
I like to think that we've basically got the two-way radios blocked so that they can hear us and they're just screaming and tearing their hair out. Guys!
Because we forgot. Well, let's radio back.
Well, Nicole will get back to you on the data analysis.
And so it's very attractive, eh?
I think if this were a distributed intelligence, there would be more bandwidth.
Okay. It's not that.
The amount of traffic you were seeing is not enough for a something that would spread throughout the ship.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
So this is like an intelligent Atari VCS?
More probably it is hierarchical. There is a central control, maybe more than one, but not everywhere.
If you could we work out where from the signals where that would be?
Possibly. Probably not. Possibly.
It would be quite nice to go and have a look and see at one of these control, one of the actual main nodes.
Though if anything is going to be defended, I think it would be that.
Well, yes, but it'd be nice to see what's there. And not being funny about it, when I say see, I do mean I would send some drones to have a look. In fact, wasn't that the last thing?
Champing at the bit, getting the... it's potentially defended there, she says, seductively. Yes, I'll send some remote drones.
Well, in fact, wasn't that what we were going to do?
I wouldn't know. That was 3 weeks ago, mate.
I know.
I can't remember.
For anybody listening to this in quicker succession later on, why?
Yeah, that must be incredibly frustrating. Yeah. I can only apologize.
Dear Watson Hall players, I have some notes.
Yeah, wish
after
you
consideration,
had...
I have burnt them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes. I have some notes. I really wish you did too.
We record them, so.
Yeah, no. Shim has the notes.
We have a shim.
Yes.
We do normally have a shim.
Have a shim who normally tells us exactly what we're doing and exactly what. And explains in very, very little words because he knows how tired we all are. No.
Okay. Tragic. We don't think it's an AI trying to repair itself.
Well, it may be, but you don't think it's distributed through the whole ship?
Yes.
I'm leaning towards it being a system that is built to keep a ship going over a large area. It's not effectively a being in itself. The ship is not an entity.
I am so things are coming back to me. It's like it's like being communicated from the great beyond. Okay, so
your bots have repaired your selenium.
What we were going to do last time, and I'm pretty sure we didn't do this, was yes, we left the ship, but we then
leave again.
We were then coming back to it, but this time with several thousand
armed guards.
No, bots.
I think you were already in the process of doing that.
Yes, and we basically, and the idea was that they were, because I remember talking to Roger about swarm patterns and stuff, and
right.
you two looking dazed. But basically the idea is that, we can only, the bots can't be controlled by themselves. Okay, so what you can do is you can leave, you can turn around and say to a swarm, hey, follow that one, and then control one. And you can also turn around and say, hey, when you get here, stop and act as a signal repeater and so on and so forth. And the idea is that there was going to be me and a bunch of other guys who
know what they're doing.
Basically, the remote who pilots were also from the flotilla who are not currently doing a lot of remote piloting.
Yeah, and so basically we turned around and said we can get about 30 or 40, and what we can do is we can actually swamp the whole bloody ship.
Do you not feel they might interpret that as an attack?
No.
Okay,
fair enough. You don't need me really, do you? And I'm sure Radish feels the same way.
Yeah, I think we'll watch from a safe distance.
No, I mean, my idea is that, you know, we basically just fire them through. If we see them in any way, shape or form starting to react to that, and we should be able to because we've now got enough data shunts and so on and bits and pieces that we should be able to, plus the fact that we've actually got eyes on an awful lot of the robots and stuff, even though they kind of like are look like decoration initially.
Do you not think it would have been handy? And I realise you might consider that this is me perhaps, you know, saying 20/20 hindsight or anything. Do you not think it would have been handy to have, say, a humanoid robot avatar of a super intelligent cloud with us at a time like this?
No.
Christ, no.
Do you not think that might have been useful?
Christ, no.
No.
Well, because not unless you wanted to already be assimilated.
Do you know, I'm considering it. It doesn't seem that bad some weeks.
Several months in space with us.
Assimilation and you, a helpful guide.
Do you have problems deciding what to wear every day? Not a problem with assimilation.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do you then.
You do you.
Jethro,
okay, so
actually, what we need to decide is the programmers and the people who can help with the bots and things. And in actual fact, Radish and myself are almost singularly unqualified for this role.
Yes. So we can stay on.
But you
on
wanted
the ship.
To. No, but Radish was keen on staying on the ship.
I have no memory of this conversation. Why would I be keen to stay on the ship?
Doesn't sound because, like Radish I know.
Because basically, what if we were to
might be a sexy amoeba.
Find that higher consciousness, and then he was going to immediately go there and basically attempt to communicate.
I want to get off the ship. No,
the radish I know is more concerned about being devoured by the thing beyond the glory hole.
I have been hurt on every place we've been so far. So no, I've no interest in direct. I'm not a glory hound. I am a writer, and I'm happy to crack open a can while I'm talking just to irritate Roger. But I'm also happy to merely be a humble chronicler of the event which destroyed our entire security.
That's because you reckon they're the ones who survive, because usually they're writing it after the events.
I'm a war correspondent.
They're not necessarily writing it saying, They're coming up the stairs.
The so three-lobed burning
eyes. Could I just check something?
Drums
please,
in the
please do.
So you are still aboard the ship at the time and having this conversation, and Jester is at least spending some of his attention on the drones.
Yes. We haven't said briefly.
We know what's coming.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, what's apparently coming is
the loss of the GM's patience.
No, so something up Mason's leg. Fairly translucent.
Right, well, we're going to do something about that. First, we'll try to drive it off.
Give your leg
brush
a shake.
It off.
Give your leg a shake, Mason.
Yes, I will do the Kenny Everett Spider-Man toilet seat leg shake.
Doesn't really seem to be helping.
Okay.
Isn't it sad? We can all visualize that perfectly.
Just a little bit with the foot. Just perfect. Anyway. Yeah, okay. Right, has anybody got, a bare electrical wire or anything I could borrow?
Did we bring stun batons and tasers and things? Are you letting us know?
Please don't beat me to death with tasers and stun batons.
No, but I can poke it.
Shoot! No!
Fire away. Is Mason let us know this?
Yes. Okay. I'm using mostly semaphore, but there will be some audible components as well.
I think this is Jethro's department.
Okay, so I mentioned to the guys, I'm going to have to drop off for a minute, one of the cretins has done something. Come over and look at Dr. Radish and then realise it's not him.
It's the other cretin.
It's Mason. Okay. Okay, so this might actually be important.
Does seem to be up to his hip by now.
Okay.
A point when you're on the wrong side of an airlock to me, Jethro.
I will dial the shock button down to the lower setting and I will apply it to around his shin, I would have thought.
Okay, I don't think you need to make a roll for that even.
Radish, you should probably get a sample of this then. Unzip your suit.
Get undressed.
Okay,
we've had to persuade him not to unzip his suit for several times now.
So it withdraws from the area where you poked it. This isn't going to be noticeable to Mason other than as a slight impact because you've got insulation on the suit. No problem there. Mm-hmm. So it withdraws a bit. It does seem to transfer itself to the other leg.
Okay, so where...
Fascinating. Mason, what do you think you were doing?
Where on the ground is it?
To attract it?
Most of the body is in a puddle around his feet.
Okay, I will basically I will dial up a little bit higher. Probably
Jethro.
To about half. And I will poke it into the puddle.
Okay.
It's a perfect chance to... get a sample.
It's now climbing up both your legs rather faster.
Right. I'm actually not equipped to deal with this because the only things that I could fight back with will destroy my pressure suits.
Mason, should you turn your jetpack on? You don't have a jetpack, do you?
No.
Do any of us have jetpacks?
An excellent plan, sir, with just two small drawbacks.
Analyzing hostile
aliens. We don't have any rocket pants. And two, there are no such things as rocket pants outside of the Robbie Rocket Pants TV show.
Analyzing alien life form. Error, no kneecaps detected.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. Right, I'm going to try and scrape this thing and throw it off.
I will zap it with my stun baton. At this point, for the want of anything to do.
Yeah, it might be worth trying to, in fact, with both of us, it might be worth trying to scrape down.
What's the best spot to hit both sides of the creature equally? I'll aim for that bit and crank up the voltage.
Okay, so both putting in strikes. Okay, all of a sudden it reverses itself and starts to drain away towards a grating.
Right, now's your chance. Get a sample. Scoop it up in your helmet or something.
I didn't.
Hold
have
your
I
breath.
Got any sample pots or anything?
You must have sample pots. For the love of God, you are that sort of...
Scoop it up
you
in
really
your
are
hands.
That sort of doctor.
If you've use got my, hold of it in your hands, we can find a Tupperware.
I'll use my space Dyson to suck up some...
Oh, it doesn't work.
Or...
Yeah. My space Hoover. Are we already in a vacuum?
Yes.
Do you know, I never thought of that.
Very close to it.
Oh. Do you know, my mum has the telly on a lot, and when I visited her, there are adverts for this new, better than a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And do you know what the big innovation is? It's
a bag?
Got these pods. And they're describing these pods, and I'm thinking, that's a dust bag, isn't it? That's a dust bag. Yeah, and yes, indeed, it comes with replaceable dust bags that you can throw away once they're full.
It's probably better than Dyson because it wasn't produced by an absolute douchebag.
Or dust bag.
Well, there is this basic problem. You compare a new machine to your old Hoover that's worn out. Obviously, it's going to look better. That's how you sell new vacuum cleaners.
I will try and grab a bit if I can.
Haven't we got Ziploc bags or anything?
Well,
yes, we have
some
got
kind of
about it. You can put a cup over the top of it. Just
well, I don't suppose I'm carrying.
Has anyone got a bit
cup
of paper?
I mean,
I can
drink?
Let it out of the window.
What I suspect most of us would know as film canisters or similar plastic pots.
Yeah, something like that. You're in.
Get it to
pot.
Hang on while we 3D print something.
I would have brought, because we've been back to the ship and back,
you've,
and I was
been
trying
about
yeah,
getting
fine.
A sample for ages.
You have a sample of protoplasm. The rest has gone down the grate.
Fascinating. The perfect organism.
Now, is it still active in any way, moving, or is it like a dead
limb? It's twitchy a bit.
I mean, I say a dead limb, suddenly I'm thinking like, you know, beast with five fingers. But,
Not a lot, the Hands of Fate, then. Oh, no, it's Manos, the Hands of Fate, isn't it?
Yeah, Hand of Warlock's a different thing, isn't it?
Hands of Warlock was also a classic, but...
Yes. When you get down to it, there have been quite a lot of similarly themed horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forget
maybe
which one's
there
got
was a
Conrad...
Conrad Veidt with the hands of a pianist or something.
I think of a murderer, I think. Yeah. He was a pianist.
Yeah, I think that's all Locke.
Right.
And, of course, Dr. Terror's House of Horror.
And not to be confused with Aurak, of course, from Blake 7, who had no hands, the irony.
Ironically. And was it Roger Moore in one with a hand? Was it called The Hand, or was that Michael Caine?
I feel we may be perilously close to digressing.
I'm just going to Google that quickly. But I shall hold the amoeba up to you. There's no light in here, is there?
Most of your seat lights.
Make anything out about it?
I'm assuming we've got your little lights to the side or the top of your helmet like they do in all the cool films.
And, of course, the one that shines on your face so the audience can recognise you. We do not have one that shines on your face so the audience can recognise you. We have a nice big printed name on your suit instead.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Well, fascinating organism, my... Can't lie to you about your chances, but you do have my sympathy.
He's got the worst bedside manner of any doctor.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
I just came to have my annual checkup for the teeth. Oh, yes, sorry.
So, Mason, what you will notice, once it's either been scraped off or has removed itself from you, there doesn't seem to be any damage to your suit, and there's no sign of your corrosion or radulation or anything like that.
That's interesting. Now, so it wasn't... What was it trying to achieve? Perhaps we should just let it engulf you, Mason.
Perhaps we should have just let it engulf you. Engulf you, Doctor. I mean, we could...
You're the Vulgarian, you fuck.
You would have been perhaps better placed as the scientist to examine it from the inside to see the phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, history is replete of scientists, with scientists who have you know, nobly sacrifice themselves for the pursuit of science, but I'm not going to be one of those scientists.
No.
I think, you know.
Meanwhile, yes, during this stage of the
well-trodden power.
Yeah. Meanwhile, now nobody's trying to do it. I'll basically hang, I will switch my stun button off, hang it on my belt, and go back to remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we should get this protoplasmic sample.
I'm going to pace up and down now instead of standing in one spot.
So what was Jethro... Not Jethro. What was Mason doing?
Standing
still.
Well,
you were all standing around talking.
Standing still for long enough. It could be the vibration. It could be something in our suits. But I was standing still.
So
you were doing the same, weren't you? You weren't sort of caught on the hoof.
I was. I was pacing off, wasn't I, Roger?
No, I think you were still...
On the previous occasion, you had walks away.
But, yeah, it wasn't like running.
I think because...
For interpersonal reasons, which are clearly beyond the wit of scientists really to understand. But it seemed necessary for you to walk away and go...
I've forgotten the reasons.
Or be shot. Wait,
I sensed the possibility of a scientific discovery. Well, everyone, I think I should get this protoplasm back to the lab for analysis. I don't know that we're actually getting much further here.
I don't know. I should probably get this suit back to get it checked over on a microscopic level to make sure that there is actually no damage and to make sure that it's clean so there's no residue inadvertently taken on board.
Well, it's this
we'll be back in a minute.
Protoplasmic thing, whatever it is the wild card, isn't it? Because it's nothing to do, as far as we can tell. Could it be they had a biological lab, or is whatever hit them, did that deliver this thing into the ship?
We don't know.
You haven't seen anything approximating a lab space.
Okay.
But we
so
know
maybe
how
the
big thing
that
thing
hit
is,
it.
So...
Is there any residue of anything that's not the ship? Does that make sense? Anything that hit
of,
it,
of a
presumably,
that might have
left
hit it or...
something hit behind? Yeah, is there any...
If it was some sort of impact weapon rather than...
There are some bits of rock which are probably not part of the ship.
Okay, so an asteroid of some kind, or meteorite, or some... Okay,
the
rock.
Rocky cannonball. Well, you know, if you're...
It's been carved into a sphere and it's time to take
mission,
that.
If you're on a long-term mission and you aren't using energy weapons, you're using some sort of mass, you've got your choice of either carrying it all with you or being able to... gain it or replenish it on the way. So they could potentially have been lobbing rocks at it. In Alien Space, the Luzzocchi game, the ships shot magma at each other.
I mean, it doesn't
need
to be...
That's realistic, so, you know.
It doesn't need to be... If you're moving at relativistic speeds, like a tennis ball is going to do a fair bit of damage, isn't it?
Right. Have we seen any tennis balls?
No.
What would relativistic speeds do to a tennis ball?
I think, again, we may be drifting...
Wouldn't put more odds on finding recognisable remnants.
We haven't found any tennis ball, but absence of evidence is not the same as evidence of absence.
You sound like the Sphinx. You were going to say that, though, weren't you? Not necessarily.
So, really?
We need to master our fear.
Love
or...
Fear will be your master.
No, it wasn't. Oh, I need to watch that again. Anyway. Right. Well, I genuinely do think I should get back to the ship before this thing changes again. So. So that's my plan. Mason, would you like to accompany me?
You get the sample back.
Jethro, are you staying here? Okay, we're back.
Do a quick
standard analysis, Roger.
I think it would make sense for me to get into a different suit that we know is definitely not compromised, and to analyse if there is any residue on this thing.
Okay.
And obviously do that under, you know, quarantine conditions and so on.
Okay, let me
and
just
then I should probably write a postcard or something or a memoir.
Would you like some help with that? I am
an AI, a Clippy,
not unrenowned for my AI, the thing with the writing skills.
He's a writer, basically.
I am a writer. I didn't.
Basically,
I wrote
sort of
down and out in. Tau Ceti or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You probably read it. It was in all the, you know, the intellectual
cereal boxes.
The better colour supplements.
Hmm.
Yes.
I mean, it is a valid point that, you know, it could have been desperately trying to communicate with us now for, you know, for several times.
This poor, what, the poor amoeba who's been oppressed by the giant robots.
Okay,
the amoeba who owns the ship, who is slowly being dismantled.
Checking the suit.
We don't know how many of them there are, either.
I mean, Lockhart's principle applies. There is some residue, because there is inevitably going to be some residue. But it's minimal.
I think I had a similar experience on my leg.
Yeah.
But from the inside.
As for the sample, let's have a biology roll.
Hello.
Inter Edu.
I think we all know it's going to be Edu.
We do.
The streetwise of the scientific world.
Oh, that's not bad. 9 plus 2 for Edu and plus 2 for biology will give me a grand total of 13.
Okay, so I'm going to use Earthborn analogues because that's what we both understand. It's not, but it works in similar ways.
Okay.
What you have here is something like a very large single-celled organism.
Okay.
Very, very, very large.
Or a bit of one. But or has it become its own single cell since then?
It seems to be trying to be, but it's doing it very slowly.
Okay.
It does have a bit of a couple of unexpected capabilities. One, it can harden its outer cell membranes and probably could survive vacuum reasonably effectively.
Ooh, right.
Uh-huh.
The other is that there appears to be a contractile element, though it's not entirely, and you haven't got enough of it to make it clear what
kind
what
of myofibrils and things.
Yeah.
Organelles. Does it have any other organelles within it? Any evidence of creating energy?
And
is there any DNA or RNA or anything resembling
that? I believe that the canonical term for this sort of thing is XNA. In other words, it does the job of DNA and RNA, but it's not that particular set of chemicals.
Okay. I haven't found the origin of life on Earth then. Disappointing.
That's always next week. So it looks as though it is able to contract with some force, though it shows no sign of doing so.
I mean, when you get to my age, you're jealous of anyone that can do that.
Which we've seen, because we've seen it
compress these things to. So if we had let it engulf Mason, he may have experienced forceful contraction. So it's probably best we did. Okay, so it is engulfing these things and contracting them. But for what purpose, I don't know. Presumably for nutrients. It doesn't seem to be a intelligent. It's hard to imagine. At least the bit I've got here is intelligent. It's analogous.
Well, there is no obvious seat of intelligence there, but, you know, the only way you could really be sure is to feed it up and grow it to a larger size.
People said exactly the same as me when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
We should keep it. Let's try and keep it alive and see if we can work out what nutrients might do that whilst in a confined space.
It's the ship's pet from Dawnstar, isn't it?
There's nothing selenium-based in it.
Are you letting Schlambol anywhere near it? I mean, I was assuming no, but...
No, it's mine. Is there anything in its biology that would suggest it might use selenium in any way?
Dark stuff.
Doesn't seem to be.
No, okay. Probably just it needs it to repair the fiber optics, and it's not munched its way to selenium. So the working theory then would be this is some kind of amoeba that can survive on an asteroid that hit the ship, knocked out the ship, got transferred to the ship. So actually, we've got a few more details of what happened to the ship, possibly.
Well,
it doesn't get us a lot further with what is this ship for and is it safe to let it repair itself.
The bulk of the damage appears to be kind of deliberate. I mean, weaponry.
No, the other way around. We thought it was accidental.
I don't think it's deliberate. I think most of the damage...
Oh, sorry, I thought you thought it was...
No,
it had been a
Jethro's system. Extensive experience in causing harm to other people led him to believe that isn't the way he would have done
Assuming that it's basically at a very high percentage of the speed of light, the damage that looks like happened from this looks like it's come from...
For the listeners at home, I'm looking at a blank screen with a picture of a dead bird in the middle of it.
Yes.
Right, well,
that's what I think.
That's your best analysis, yeah.
This creature can survive in vacuum.
Can anybody else see John?
I can see not just one John. Hello? I can see two Johns. Well, no, I can't. I can see two heroic characters. Oh, now I can see a John. Hello.
I just got a picture of a dead bird in the middle of a very grey screen. I have no idea what happened.
Well, you're here now. It's a shame because you missed the bit where we solved the whole mystery.
Right. Yeah, I always seem to miss that bit. And the funny thing is, you never recap afterwards.
No.
But I shall recap my soliloquy on the fact that basically it was...
Don't make it sound like your theory. You stand on the shoulders of geniuses and you think you're a published...
Nick,
my God.
If I've seen further than others, it's because I've stood on the heads of graduate students.
You are mistaking people trying to kick your head in to standing on your shoulders. Yeah. Just as you're mistaking genius for having had a few and then gazing up at the stars and thinking, oh, isn't the world just a tiny little speck?
We are all of us in and the gutter, but some of us
are looking up your skirt.
All right, Jethro, let's hear your theory then, shall we?
Well, no. Bitterness there.
No, it's basically just purely radish. And simply we were looking at the damage, and basically the damage looks like it is just straight collision, but on a ship that was going at a sizable fraction of the speed of light.
Yes.
Okay, so presumably we think the Slimer might have had it might have been on whatever hit the ship.
This thing can survive in a vacuum. It probably that's how it got introduced to the ship.
Could it survive that kind of an impact?
A very small.
It wouldn't need much. It would. Yes, exactly. It wouldn't need much to survive to be able.
I mean, I suppose it is a sort of airbag.
An amoeba like that could take over the world.
If you
wait, I didn't get my close up.
Okay, if you look at Dr. Radish's amoeba now in the lab.
The radish amoeba, I think we call it.
Yeah. The radishiba.
The radishiba.
No, I'm not sure that really works.
Okay.
I'm not sure any combination of that actually works.
Horace's folly.
That's getting better, yeah.
Horace's orifice.
The accused amoeba.
Radish's Nobel. Okay, silent. I'll take that silence as tacit. Acknowledgement and encouragement.
Amazing.
All right, well, I'll keep trying to grow this thing, but I think it's fascinating and interesting, but I think it's just part of the misfortune that fell this craft.
Well, no, what I was more interested in is once you've got it back in the lab and you're basically feeding it and stuff, how quickly does it grow?
Good question, Roger.
Well, it seems quite happy with fat protein. Even though
I'm
this
doing
is,
that, but you know, in the thing when Blair's typing into the very old computer, the 80s stuck, and he's like, "Time until world
edge.
Assimilation."
Oh yeah,
yeah, that bit.
Then it says checkmate.
It's you don't have a growth curve at this point.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Give it 12 hours.
Alright, I need more data, Jethro.
And the question, of course, of how much you're actually going to feed it.
Plus, the other thing is, this will be an artificial situation because it hasn't... Whatever it was on the ship didn't have access to the pure nutrients that I'm feeding this thing. Whatever it is was a fraction.
Except that it sort of did. Because if you pulled the squid out... It could slip from the nutrient feed for the squids.
I mean, what are we but sacks of textured synth protein?
The amoeba did indeed suck from the squiddy cup. but it would have used energy to...
Squiddy teat of life.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I think we've gone too far even for us.
The tentacle teat of life, perhaps.
The tentacle teat of life. The squiddy... seat of...
And this will also be available on the patrons-only feed.
Anti, distinctly minty.
It would have used energy to... I'm just giving it willy-nilly. it would have...
I'm not familiar with that particular martial art, but it sounds dangerous enough.
Okay, anyway, I'll do my best, but I guess I'd be analysing it under optimal conditions, and it may be not entirely
okay,
optimal.
Turns out with an unlimited food supply, it can grow quite fast.
You ever seen Seeds of Doom?
I wonder if I should actually euthanize this thing at this point. Nah, it's easy enough to kill with
this
gun bastard.
Is that what a scientist would do?
It does seem to be developing more complex organelles.
Oh, does it?
As it gets bigger.
Fascinating. Give it a bit more room.
Get me a fucking flamethrower.
In fact, can I... See, I'll be spending a lot of time in the lab now, Philip. Like, I'll generate, like, little intelligence tests and think, see if it can crawl through. I mean, even, to be honest, a slime mold has intelligence by these kind of lab tests. But I'll try and... see if I can work if it can work out optimal routes through a maze, for instance.
Okay, so while you're doing that, Jethro, you're working on these drones. Do you want to set up anything specific?
Yeah, we're basically trying to get a rig of as bigger the fraction of the particular area where we were as possible. So in other words,
okay, there are some nodes where the maintenance robots are basically forming a wall to stop you getting in.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Judging by what's around them, quite a lot of data, moderate amount of power going in and coming out. Well, data going in and out, power going in.
Okay, just basically map where all of these are for the moment.
As with some of the other things, you've got 12 redundant systems.
Mm-hmm. Which would be standard for a... Yep.
Massively parallel maze solving. Sorry, go on.
Redundant systems, you say? So if we oiked one out, I'm sure they wouldn't notice.
Oh, I think they'd notice. Just because they're redundant doesn't mean that they're not monitored.
Well, except that we... kind of no. Well, we could. Yeah. Okay. Go to one of the boffins. And say, if they let us see what's in there, we'll give them a load of selenium.
Sorry, how are you trying to send this message?
I don't know, I'm asking the boffin to do it.
Wait, so you're asking me to ask one of my colleagues?
No, the boffin.
No, I'm asking a scientist.
I feel like, by any definition, I'm a boffin.
But we keep saying, you know, you're a doctor, we need a doctor, and you're always not that sort of doctor. So I think you've eliminated the boffins, haven't you? I mean,
no, because you wouldn't describe a medical doctor as a boffin, would you?
Oh, yes.
No.
These days you would, you know. We're not in, like, ancient Greek times here.
I mean, medical... Have you got medic?
Look, I've done training in medicine. It's fucking nonsense. I don't know. No, doctors aren't boffins. They're useful. But... that's not to disparage mine.
And Nick can be found at.
Okay, well, I'll leave it to you to discuss with the boffins then.
Well, you're playing with your slime.
Well, you know, I can have breaks to pick up the phone.
I suspect there's other people also playing with the slime with you that I'm also talking to.
Quite possibly.
I'm not sharing authorship on the paper, you fuckers. Just be glad you get a chance to work with me. But you can all come to my well-being seminar after the examination.
That's very kind of you. Very kind.
I mean, you may recall George Stahl, whom you took down to that moon.
Most useful character in the entire game.
So I don't want to talk about him because he's much better than
on the team.
His actual job is communications officer. He effectively become the alien linguist. He reckons that. I mean, theoretically, possibly, but this might take a very long time to try to establish that level of communications. Yeah, this thing is not either.
It's not really wanting to communicate, is it? I mean, it's not trying.
Yeah, that's the core of it. I mean, whether it can or not.
It's not trying to hit end either.
Maybe it can, maybe it can't, but it doesn't seem to.
Slackers.
It is certainly not actively cooperating the way the Vitruvians were and the way the probe was.
Hmm. Well, still we haven't got our fundamental thing. Is this ship a threat or is it a hindrance?
I'd say no to both.
See, that surprises me because you generally think things are a threat.
I think
really far too cautious and everything. Whereas this time, you know, we've been thinking it could well be a threat. If it itself is a threat, if you work on the assumption that
AI was a threat, I'm less convinced
I thought that was a threat too. I just thought we might learn a thing or two to leave to future civilizations, assuming there were any. But this, we could be in a situation here where something that isn't a threat, but could potentially be a threat, has been invaded by something that is itself a threat to everybody. We don't know. There are so many parts of this we just don't know.
Yeah,
and I am still concerned by whatever they were feeding chunks of squid to through that glory hole.
Can we not call it a glory hole? Can I just make a suggestion? It's not very scientific, and I use that for a very specific term.
Right, so
what
would you...
If you came to my... wellness seminars.
Sphincter.
Is that
Let's
better?
Call it a glory hole.
There's an episode title easily done. It took us a bit longer than normal, I think.
it was a dead squid that it minced up and fed through the glory hole.
It was the one you killed.
Yeah, but there was a lot of activity on the other side. But it was pretty...
I didn't kill any squid, guys.
Ravenous.
Yes, you did.
Is it possible... Do
you
we
pulled,
think
you pulled the nutrient feed out of it?
I have no memory of this, please. Is it possible?
Yes,
do we
just
think?
Just like the depositions at your ethics hearing.
I can't recall. If I can't recall from 6 weeks ago, it's unlikely that they can dig up much from my past that I will admit to. But do we think it is in any way possible to revive one of these squid things without killing it?
Do we think it's possible? I don't think we would imagine it's not, but we've not really seen any evidence either way. Revive them from what is the thing? If you're talking from a perfect situation in one of these, through these pods, then the answer's got to be yes, because otherwise, why are they being kept as they are?
They're
not just in a fridge being kept fresh.
My point is, could we literally revive one?
We need to work out basically how to trigger the machinery, wouldn't we?
And then we need to know what kind of
environment it has to be in.
The
cat's climbing into the bag of treats.
Is it possible from the mechanism we could work out what kind of environment these squid things need and then replicate that in some kind of dome around the thing, and then it's looking less likely.
That would be a major project.
Yeah.
If you want to do anything about gravity, you might well want to spin up the ship as well.
As I attempt to describe it, I can see this. This is unlikely.
It's slipping away from you, isn't it?
Never mind.
Madeline.
step away from the biscuits.
Hmm.
If she ever develops opposable thumbs, we're screwed.
Okay, well, again, I still don't think we're much closer to determining what the ship does. Or why the ship does.
The question then is, of course, do we believe that we are going to be able at some point to work that out? Because if we're not,
I think we should just move on at some point.
Take some scans, take some readings, and leave.
Yeah.
I mean, there is this, these areas that the robots don't like my probes going towards.
Yes, clearly that's something we should probably look into, yep.
So,
Jethro, you don't have any biology skill particularly, do you?
God, no.
Okay, so this will be somebody else on the ship looking at the feeds from the probes. Okay, so this is going to take a while, and, you know, Radish has been poking his slime and so on. That sounded even worse than I thought it was going to sound. I thought it was going to sound pretty bad.
Picturing, he's just got a little pot of the stuff.
But,
What was that horrible...
Slime.
Well, yeah, was that the one that bounced as well?
No, it didn't. That was Silly Putty.
Silly Putty was horrible, if you think.
Amelia's very into slime.
It was putty-like, wasn't it? But slime was just drippy, and your hands felt very clean afterwards, but kind of stank.
I thought they smelled kind of erotic. Let's move on.
And, so...
This was a Mork and Mindy slime toy. It was originally filled with slime and a little Mork alien. It wasn't Mork, it was an Orkan alien. They looked nothing like Mork.
Right? Why have you got it then?
Because it was really cheap at Stone's American Ice Cream Parlor, which sold a lot of tat. But I keep it to put dice in.
Should we let GM try and plot us?
Yeah, you don't exactly have a full map of everything, but at least one of the places that system of ducts goes to appears to be some sort of nutrient production vat.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it is at least plausible, though you don't, again, yeah, the removal of the squid-like aliens from their pods is not a full-time occupation. You've only observed the one happening. You didn't trace it very far. Mm-hmm. But it does seem at least plausible that it might have been going to that. And these are the same vats that are feeding the other pods.
Hmm. So I'll agree.
But is it a case that it's, you know, some of them are damaged, or it's an emergency situation because they've run out of other nutrients? We just, again, haven't got...
They're hypothesising both of those seem plausible, but...
I think to actually gain any more knowledge, we're going to have to break into one of these bot-defended areas, aren't we? And I say we. Obviously, I'm thinking somebody a bit more heavily armed than they should be doing it.
So, I mean, one thought is we could kind of do a Radish on a couple of the egg things.
Nick's trying to remember what do a radish means in this context.
take that for a nice meal, a bottle or two of wine.
And basically...
Did I dissect it? Have sex with it? What?
Yes.
Basically get about, you know... But then potentially draw off quite a few of the alien, a few of the robots.
Right.
Keep talking.
Do we know how difficult to neutralise a robot it's going to be?
We haven't really tried to. The drones you're using are very basic drones. They're not armoured. They're not armed.
No.
No, no, but I'm thinking about these robots that we've got to get past.
So they,
if we basically go away in one shot,
at least one of them appeared to deploy a low-power taser, not as strong as your shock batons, but it did discourage that amoeba earlier. You don't really know how armored they are.
It might turn up. Right. There's nothing to indicate they're heavily armoured, though, by the way they move or the size of them or anything like that.
Don't seem to be. I mean, certainly breaking off their limbs wouldn't seem to present a major problem for something with better manipulators than the drones.
Put on my lobster bib and into battle.
Well, I wonder, could we just capture one of them and take it back to the ship? Just grab one, you know.
Well, one of
the bots.
What's the purpose of that, though? We were not like
see if we can learn what it's communicating with and whether it's got any information. What we're lacking here is any kind of information on the civilization.
Yeah,
that created.
Which is why
thing.
I'm thinking we should go beyond what they appear to be protecting.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if it's, you know, a throne room, that's going to suggest something very different to it's a big computer.
Okay.
It might
just be
a room with a mainframe. We've no idea.
Well, okay. Let's do it then. Let's just tool up, blow our way through. We're some tough
hombres.
What do
you think, Jethro? You'd be obviously leading the tactical situation here.
I mean, the thought is that we could just basically just send in a series of, assuming that we've actually got the tools, we've got the designs to print, but we could send in some Gissard Series S's.
We are
which
limited
are the attack version
the...
of the sensor drone, you know.
So attack drones.
Basically, it's like
a little
sort of flying aeroplane-y thing that has an SMG on it.
How does it deal with recoil? Oh, never mind. yeah, okay, well, that sounds doable.
You really want something that scuttles in this environment rather than something that flies. Unless it's zero G capable.
Yeah, that's valid.
I mean, the option you could do straight away is effectively the bot wave attack, just using the unarmed drones, which you have in huge numbers.
Wave after wave of civilians thrown at the enemy.
We need a futile gesture at this stage in the war. Well, it might at least allow us to judge their defences. I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah, that's a classic that many dictatorships have used, yeah.
Well, but these are not, they're not sentient creatures. They can't suffer.
And again. Straight out of the tin pot dictator's workbook, that one. They're not real people, are they? They're not like us. Yes, alright, we can, with the loss of relatively few resources, we can at least learn a bit more about the defensive capabilities of these bots, so that might be worth it. Let me shoot them.
I think now he's not actually on the call. I do think actually the good doctor's suggestion of grab a bot might not be a bad idea if we're going to.
I love
shooting
how
them.
you will only admit he's had a good idea if he can't hear you. So when he comes back then, Jethro's had a better idea, which is to grab one of the bots and to take it back to the ship for... Right, okay.
Do you think
we can gaslight him on that?
I think we can. Okay. We've only got a few minutes, unfortunately.
Not so sure. Right, so really we need to introduce it next week. But by then we'll have gaslighted ourselves and have no idea what we're going... You need to jot this down.
Yeah.
Right...
Jim, jot this down.
Oh, where is the boy? Alright, then, there's no reason why we can't do both of those, though. We can send in a load of bots and learn about their defensive capabilities and try to knock one out and kidnap it.
Hmm. Well, I'm just thinking basically just put it in a Faraday cage.
Do we have a Faraday cage?
Rigged on the app, no problem.
Yeah,
okay. So shall I just... Since we're short on time, shall I just quickly resolve some of that?
Yes, please.
So the bot wave attack, they are fighting back with the tasers. They don't really seem to have much else to fight with.
How much damage has Radish taken, though? Hello, Nick.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, he's a doctor after all. So two things come out of this. Most obviously, one is, you're going to get a look inside one of those defended rooms, and it does seem to be fundamentally a server room.
Okay.
As with the other machinery spaces of the ship, it does not look as if it's designed for the squid-like people to get into. And the other is that it is no problem at all to extract one of the maintenance bots. The moment it leaves the immediate area of the ship, it goes limp. Deactivates.
Oh, okay. So it won't be very, and that makes sense. They can't be that automated because they have to be connected to the network in order to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Which I think we thought anyway.
Yeah, well, we're certainly getting the idea now.
If we can, it might be worth once we've got the, you know, got into the other, into that room, basically put as many data shunts on as we can actually physically.
False data.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if we can do the equivalent of stick a USB drive in and start downloading, great. But I feel
not really. But you can copy anything that the system is sending.
Did we bring a Mac with us?
Yes. Did we? Yes. Did we bring a Mac? And is it Independence Day?
1990.
Of course, it's the classic.
So,
right. So,
having spent all day testing our new computer system and trying to get it connected to a fucking printer that's made by the same civilization in the same era as me, the prospect of a Mac connecting with an alien civilization seems
unlikely.
Pie in the sky.
No, I mean a Linux box, obviously, but a Mac.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Well, our system is Windows based. So, sorry.
Windows.
So, are we about ready to pause there then?
I think so.
Pick it up from that point, which we will remember for next time.
Yes.
Okay.
We should do a summary at the end of our.
The stars are right, didn't it? It was very effective, but it always seems like too much like work.
Oh, everything seems too much like work.
Well, we've had fun.
I don't mean just this. Work specifically is too much like work.
Yeah,
work is very like work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So next week, then, I think we are going to make some major breakthroughs.
Because Shim will be back for us.
How did we cope?
He doesn't need to know how much we actually require his service.
Anyway, thank you all, and see you next time.
Peace and love, my brethren.
Live long and prosperous. Cheers. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.